What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the UI Buzz podcast. I'm your host, as always, Peter Whittam. You can find myself and this podcast at peterwhittam.com. In this episode, I am going to continue to talk here about updating, porting of my Unity game to Unreal Engine, my idle-based game Project Hack. You can find it at projecthack.net. And I put out a new blog post over on compiledev.com for this, and I'll link to it in the show notes. But it's just sharing some thoughts of where I'm at and how it's going. So the first thing I want to talk about is blueprints. Now, I know a lot of folks have a lot of opinions about visual coding versus actually writing the lines of code. And as I say in the blog post, all of you are correct. You will go with whichever way you want to go. But with Unreal Engine, I wanted to go the blueprint route to really give it a chance to explore it and to prove to me whether it's something I should take seriously as someone who's always written lines of code, or whether I should just go back and you know, do either a mixture of the two or writing the code. I'm happy to report that I'm finding it very easy and very straightforward to use the blueprint system and to code that way. I would say that I am coding up the logic for the game a lot quicker than when I write it with lines of code, because for me, it's probably the artistic background. I'm just a very visual person, and being able to see the code right there in blocks in front of me and understand the flow and, you know, literally see the flows on the screen is really working out. Now, I did, when I built this game with Unity, the solo player version, I did the same thing. I used, and I've mentioned this in a previous episode, I used a plugin called Flow Canvas. Even though Unity has its own built-in system, didn't care for that much. And I used Flow Canvas, and it worked out great. Yes, it is a learning curve because it's very different than writing lines of code where you're mapping it out in your head and things like types and all of that kind of thing. And doing it visually does take a while. Now, the one big plus for me, I think, and for anybody learning to create games and that sort of thing, is that when you drag out from a node, let's just think of variable, right? Let's just say you've got an integer variable and you drag out from that node. On the pop-up that appears for you, it gives you a list of all the appropriate things that you can do with this known variable type, this integer. And the same with any other block. If I drag out from, say, a physics 2D block or something like that, it's going to give me the obvious options, which is a great way to learn a new system. Because instead of trying to figure out, can I do this? What's it called? It's going to put it there. You can read the notes on each one, and hopefully it's going to give you a clue as to what you want to do. So this is a great way I've discovered of learning a new engine, a new system that you're not familiar with, but yet you are familiar with coding and understanding what you need to do, and you just need to know what that thing is called to achieve those options. This is working out great for me. And if I want to, I can always fall back and write code and do a mix of the two. Now, the other thing is, as well, with the blueprint system, just like with Unity, has a great marketplace. And there is a mountain of free stuff out there on these marketplaces. And if you're trying to do something and you can't figure it out, or you want to take a shortcut and save yourself the time and focus on the core of what your game does, there's probably a blueprint plugin out there to help you, or a plugin for something else, a model or whatever. But in particular with blueprints, there's a lot of useful functionality out there. And I have a few, and I'll probably do an episode talking about those ones. I have free ones and I have ones that I've paid for. I'll give you a very quick example. I think I mentioned this before. I wanted to hook up to Firebase, and there was like a $20 plugin that took care of everything for me. And I just had to fill in credentials and everything else and start using it. And oh my gosh, it's a time saver, huge time saver. And let's talk about that. I'm of the opinion that you should be in a position to focus on the thing you want to make and what makes it great. So that to me means I don't want to spend days, weeks, months writing code to make something do something if that will, if you like, already exists out there in the marketplace, right? So I don't need to be writing a whole bunch of code and learning how to hook up to Firebase, although I did try, and it took me a long time to realize this was a major pain in the butt, but I don't need to be messing with that. I just need to make that happen so that I can then use Firebase for the high scores and everything else that I need in my game and get on with that. And for me, that philosophy works out great. That would be my advice to other folks too. Don't spend time reinventing the proverbial wheel, right? That is what is preventing you from making your thing and getting it out there. And as I always say, users will not appreciate, hey, I wrote every line of code myself. The users don't care, and they shouldn't. And I think that, yes, you can do it. That's great. You'll get respect from your peers. But if there's something out there like a blueprint that'll save you time and trouble, go that route and keep focusing on the thing that's going to be awesome that you want to make. So there's that. Now, the other thing that it's not all rosy, I have to say, and I've found this with Unreal and Unity, but in particular with Unreal Engine is great at giving you options for just about everything, which actually is causing me problems when it comes to the publishing and exporting, because I'm doing it on iOS first because I carry an iOS device every day. And just trying to get it to build and export with, this is not necessarily Unreal's fault, but with credentials and Apple accounts and signing certificates and codes, all of this stuff has just been a major pain in the butt. And I think I've wrestled it down now, but I know it'll flare up again and bite me at some point. And I think that Unreal could do a better job at this. And as I mentioned in the blog post, again, I'll put a link in the show notes, I think that some kind of visual yes, no questions workflows can solve a lot of this problem, because there are so many options and so many things badly described in the interface for publishing and exporting that it's a minefield for those of us getting started with the engine to try and figure it out. Another example on the Android side, I have an SDK, an NDK installed and everything else, Android Studio. I've got all of those things installed, but mine is through JetBrains tools at the time. So it's not in the usual place where the system would expect it. And I went into the options in Unreal, and even though I told it, look, you're not going to find it here, go look here, it still didn't work. And to this day, I still have yet to get it working on Android. And it's ridiculous and it's crazy. Again, it's that thing of, look, why am I spending so many hours trying to figure out this bit that should be simple, right? I've published a bunch of Android apps. I've published a bunch of iOS apps. Why is this such a struggle? Anyway, so that's just a couple of thoughts. I wanted to put that out there this week just to share an update. But that said, the game is coming along really well. And I've actually try to dedicate some time each week to working on it, and a stream on Friday nights. If you go to twitch.tv/compiledev, you'll see some there already. And I didn't get it there this week. I had a busy workload, but the game is coming along really well. The single player is going along really well. Still working out the multiplayer parts, how I want that to play out, but I'm feeling very confident about it. So I just wanted to share those updates as I'm porting from one engine to another. I know a lot of you out there are doing that. Worth mentioning, of course, that I'm also working on my Godot course. I'll put a link in the show notes if you want to sign up to be notified when that's ready. That's going extremely well. I'm definitely on the tail end of recording and editing that course for Godot with an endless runner game in 2D. And folks have been signing up for that, so I greatly appreciate that as well. Thank you for that. Other than that, folks, that's what I got for you. Again, you want to reach out to me, go to peterwidham.com/contact. There's a form there. But I hope this has been helpful. If it has, you know what to do. Go tell someone about it. I greatly appreciate that. I will speak to you in the next one.